Yes, it was actually Jane Austen came after. The first seed of the film is the Shakespeare and Company bookshop, where I worked for many years when I was a film student and at the beginning of my life as a scriptwriter. And it's a unique place because it's not only a bookshop, it's also a place where if you're a young writer, a young poet, and you have no money, you can sleep in the bookshop in exchange of a few hours of work per week. So it's a sanctuary for book lovers. It's also a place that's seen, like, you know, the greatest writers of the last 50, 60 years. And it's also a place where I spend my nights because I was working for the night shifts. And I was surrounded by people like me at this age who were musicians, aspiring writers, or aspiring, you know, poets. And we were living there. It was a community. It was a very special place. And I guess I suspect that we kept working there because we were very afraid to go out in the world. So I think this character, Agathe, she comes from a little bit of my experience and all the people I met and loved, you know, during these years. I think for me, comedy is about shame, is about showing everything we're trying to hide all the time. It's about human limitation, really. And so the beauty of it is the more you show that, the more the characters are relatable, the more you can identify as a viewer. And but it makes you very humble also because it's so hard, because from what you write to what the actors are actually playing and what you can capture, you fail and fail and fail again. And sometimes what I learn is that you have to be extremely sincere to do a good comedy, I think. And you cannot ask actors to try to be funny or to be funny in a comedic scene. They have to be extremely sincere and convinced of what they are doing. And this contrast is creating comedy. And then I love, you know, good lines sometimes, or, like, you know, physical comedy. I was lucky enough to work with these actors that are not afraid of anything. And I love physical comedy. I love slapstick a lot. I mean, for me, my king is Billy Wilder. I think he managed to write incredible stories, but then every scene, if you look at it, there is an incredible amount of different type of comedies reunited. I'm glad you say that. So I didn't write for her, but I was thinking about her very early on, because I saw her in a film called Felicita, and she was carrying not only comedy, she was also carrying a special kind of melancholy that I was looking for this specific character. And we met. I sent her the script. And it's very funny the way we met, because I didn't audition her. I sent her the script and I wanted to meet her. So it was an offer, really. And she arrived earlier at the cafe. We had a meeting in Paris, and I saw her from far away, and she looked anxious, of course. I mean, it's so difficult for actors, no, to the first meeting with a director. But she ordered a French fries and a beer, and I was like, wow, that's a good sign already. We can talk, you know. She eats and she drinks, and when she saw me, she stood up, and her beer felt into her French fries. So we started our collaboration by saving the French fries, and I thought, I really don't need an audition there. I mean, she's really like the character I'm looking for. But then, what is beautiful is when you find the right actress, you create a character together with her that is not the one that was in the script or in your mind. It becomes someone else, something else, a little bit of her, a little bit of me, and depending on who is playing with her, she was a chameleon. But I was very lucky to work with her.